GOP's Bill Hagerty wins U.S. Senate race in Tennessee. By Michael Patrick Leahy on November 3, 2020. Republican Bill Hagerty easily won the U.S. Senate race in Tennessee on Tuesday. The Associated Press called the race for the former ambassador to Japan, who was appointed to that post by President Trump and confirmed by the Senate in 2017, shortly after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Central Time. With 7% of the precincts reporting as of 7:20 p.m. Central Time, Hagerty was leading candidate Marquita Bradshaw by a 74% to 23% margin. Hagerty defeated Dr. Manny Setti in the August GOP primary by 11 points, 50% to 39%. Bradshaw was a surprise victor in August's Democratic primary. Hagerty will take the place of retiring Senator Lamar Alexander, RTN. President Trump endorsed Hagerty in the summer of 2019, and the senator-elect has been a strong supporter of the president's agenda, as Breitbart News reported 2 weeks after he won the GOP primary. Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlow asked Hagerty how America can revitalize American manufacturing and reduce its reliance on China for its supply chains. Hagerty said Trump has been working on this since the beginning of his administration. Thanks to the policies under President Trump, the actions he took back at the beginning of his administration in 2017, he already began to make the United States the most attractive market in the world, he told Breitbart. We went through the first wave of regulation, then we went through an extensive modification of the tax code in 2017. We went from having the highest or that is the least competitive corporate tax rate in the world at 35% down to a rate of 21%, which at least makes us competitive. So we have a more favorable business climate and certainly better tax regime. Suddenly the economy began to boom. Hagerty added that Trump said no more to China and imposed tariffs to establish a more fair trading system between the United States and China, and that corporate America and many corporations around the world woke up to the real risk that's present there in China. With his background in business and foreign policy, Hagerty is favored to secure important committee assignments after he is sworn into the U.S. Senate in January.